Welcome, everyone, for the first episode of The Bus Stop, Greyhound's podcast, which is designed to keep employees informed on what is taking place within the company across North America. I'm Eric Wesley, Manager of Internal Communications and Recognition, and the host for The Bus Stop. I'm joined today by Bill Blankenship, our Chief Operating Officer, and Myron Watkins, Vice President of Customer Experience. Gentlemen, how are you today?
Doing great, Eric. Thanks.
Doing great. Thanks, Eric.
Well, thank you both for joining us. Today's show will focus on the field operations structure and how it is helping Greyhound with providing a stellar customer experience for the millions of people who choose to ride Greyhound. Before we jump into that topic, though, let's find out a little bit more about our two guests today. Bill, if you could tell us a little bit about your background here at Greyhound.
Sure, Eric. Thanks very much. It's hard to believe. It's this month in September. It's been 20 years since I joined the company. It seems like yesterday, how time has just flown. I started my career in the Package Express division, and then in 2003-2004 went into the operations side of drivers and terminals and so forth, and then became Chief Operating Officer in 2008. And got to tell you, I've enjoyed my 20 years with the company, but what I most enjoy is working with the employees and the passion for this company. It's been around 100 years, and we've got another 100 years and a bright future ahead of us.
I'm sure a lot of our listeners would be surprised to hear that you started out in Package Express.
Yeah, my background's a little unique in the fact that I was taking care of customers' boxes that don't talk. Now we move to passengers that are very vocal when we don't do a good job, and our goal is to work hard to make sure we provide a great, stellar service for not only our customers and our passengers, but also the package business as well. That's just as important.
And Myron, tell us a little bit about your background and how you got to your position you're in today.
Sure, Eric. Well, next month I'll be celebrating 26 years with Greyhound. Started with the organization here in Dallas, Texas, in a management training program. Held various positions, not only within Dallas, but then I have been in cities such as Denver, Atlanta, New York, and then most recently coming back here in 2004. So it's been a great experience, and it's wonderful to meet all the different employees throughout my 26-year journey.
So with that management training program, you were able to get your feet a little bit wet and everything, I guess?
I was. That was actually a 9-month program where I got involved in everything within terminal operations as well as maintenance operations, and even had the opportunity to attend the driver school back then and drive a bus.
Well, you both have quite the resume with Greyhound, and obviously you've seen quite a few changes within the company since you first started. The most recent change in hand for the operations department, Bill, has to do with the field restructuring. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. We took a good hard look at where we want to go over the next few years, and one of the things we really need to focus in on is providing a super customer experience each and every day to every customer. And we looked at the old organizational structure, what we're asking our city managers to do, to manage the drivers and to manage the customer experience and try to spend as much time as they can on the floor. And we felt like that structure just wasn't quite right for what we needed to do. So we split the organization into the customer experience management team and the folks that were on the driver operations and safety. And I feel like by doing that, we are built for success. We allow our employees and our managers to be successful and deliver a great customer experience.
And that's key, obviously, to our future in this industry. Myron, have the employees at the location settled into this new restructuring, the new alignment?
Yes, they have, but it's still a work in progress. You know, Eric, change is good, but change is different. So we've got to work with them and help them to understand how important this is. Both myself, Bill, and other people from corporate, we actually have traveled out to each of the regions. We started in the month of June. We also did some sessions both in the month of August and then most recently in September, where we met with these new leaders, these new managers within the alignment, and stressed the importance of the change and got feedback from them so we could help them to do their job better.
You mentioned regions. We've gone from districts to regions. So who heads up these regions that we now have?
Absolutely correct. We went from seven districts down to 4 regions. So we have Mike Fleshour, who leads the Northeast region, Evan Burek, who leads the Southern region, Paul Edgar, who is our newest regional vice president, leads the Western region, and then Stephen Hutchings, who leads the Midwest region. And all of them have regional managers of customer experience and a regional manager of driver operations and safety that report to them, as well as their regional HR manager.
And the customer experience is the big thing here. Obviously, we want to get it right with the customers. So, Bill, how important is that for us to have great customer experience?
It's absolutely critical. You know, to be successful in this very competitive marketplace with new competitors coming in all the time, whether it's airlines or other bus companies or even the personal automobile, we have to set ourselves aside and better than the competition. And it's all about our employees, empowering them to do a great job each and every day. And when we have an issue or a customer has an issue, addressing it and doing the right thing and Yes, I Can program is meant to do exactly that. So, Eric, I got to tell you, it is absolutely the most important thing we're going to do over the next 3 to 5 years in the way we're going to change how we interact with our customers, how we communicate with our customers, and how we engage with our customers. And it's going to start with the management team and the frontline employees providing that great service each and every day.
So the expectations are set high for our employees to help them fulfill these expectations. We've used a number of different customer experience training platforms. Bill, you alluded to the Yes, I Can. Myron, can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely, but I want to emphasize one key word that Bill mentioned, and that was empowerment. We want to empower our employees to do the right thing and take care of the customers. And that's what the Yes, I Can program is all about. It's a program that was developed by Shep Heipkin, who's one of our consultants, working directly with us in the customer experience group, as well as our training department, and then also with our service redesign team. So we looked at a program that was all-encompassing. It's a program that lasts a year long, where every month we're teaching a different module to the employees to help them and give them the tools necessary on how to deal with the employees, how to provide that stellar customer service.
And even here at the local terminal here in Dallas, I've seen them wearing buttons that say, Yes, I Can. Is that all across the country where they're wearing those buttons?
Absolutely, it is. That was part of the first module that we rolled out, which was Act Like an Owner. And so with that module, they all got a button that says, Yes, I Can. So not only can they feel like they're empowering the employees, but now they're also looking like it as well. Customers have the opportunity to see them, see the button, ask the questions, and the employees are prepared to say, hey, I'm here to take care of whatever your needs are. Yes, I can.
So, Bill, is there anything more we need to add to this when it comes to the field restructuring, the importance of customer service in our future?
I think, you know, we're just restating, but providing a great customer experience each and every day and having all our employees empowered and engaged with our customers and just saying thank you and doing a great job every day will go a long way in helping us to for another 100 years of Greyhound.
We have had some longevity with a lot of our employees, so I'm sure we're thankful for those employees who are really dedicated to this.
Absolutely. You know, that's the great thing about Greyhound. It has a lot of longevity, passion for the business. But we also have a lot of new employees joining the organization as well. And so we need to help them to understand and provide a great customer experience as well. At the end of the day, it's all our responsibilities, every employee within Greyhound, to make sure that we give 110% and smile and say thank you to every customer.
Well, gentlemen, thank you both. It's been a pleasure talking with you this afternoon and learning more about the Greyhound field structure. Be sure to tune in to us next month, everyone, at the bus stop as we bring you more topics about what will keep you engaged with the company as Greyhound continues to go forward. Thank you very much and have a great day.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Eric.